Well, staying with federal politics, a new warnings that the AUKUS submarine program is unlikely to be delivered on time and on budget. That's according to former Federal Defence Minister Christopher Pyne, who addressed a crowdfunded public inquiry led by former Labor Minister Peter Garrett late last week. Christopher Pyne now is chair of strategic advisory firm Pyne and Partners, which works with some defence suppliers, and joins me now. Christopher Pyne, welcome back to Breakfast.
Nice to be with you again. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to AUKUS, what do you make of Pauline Hanson's trip to the UK and elsewhere over recent weeks?
Well, she's entitled to travel overseas to broaden her mind and her contacts. It's obviously European summer, so it's nicer to be there than it is to be home in Australia where it's winter and cold. And the people she chooses to hang out with is her business. So I don't make a great deal of it. The voters will choose their own construction of what they think about that trip.
What do you think about some of her comments on this trip and also deciding to spend time with the likes of convicted criminal and far-right figure, Tommy Robinson?
Well, I wouldn't spend time with far-right figures. That's not my my bag. But if she chooses to do so, she is able to make her own decisions, and she has to bear the consequences of those. And the voters will decide whether they like that or not. She is in the court of public opinion. She's a politician, so she has to either get re-elected or not. She's obviously made an assessment that that is a good thing to do, and that's a matter for her. I don't judge her. I don't judge anyone. I'm not in politics anymore, Sally.
We've seen the results of the latest news poll, which is showing One Nation still performing strongly and the coalition still dealing with problems in terms of public popularity. What's your reflection on those polls at this stage in the election cycle?
Well, I think they're reflecting a general sense that the public believe the government can solve all of their problems because they've been told by political parties that they can for such a long time. And the reality is, of course, that governments can't solve everyone's problems. Some things are beyond government's control, but that doesn't mean that people aren't disappointed in the government. And on the coalition side, the coalition has spent a lot of time in the last few years being introspective as opposed to talking about what the public are interested in. And Angus Taylor and his team, Tim Wilson, are now working very hard to try and get the agenda back on things like the economy, tax, smaller government, and an affordable debt structure, etc. And I think when that starts to cut through, people will return to more normal voting patterns. But certainly One Nation is offering a simple solutions to complicated problems. But I think by the time of the election, people will realise that life's not quite that easy. But right now, midterm, of course, is the time when people experiment in the polls with all sorts of different things. We've seen this kind of thing before, and we'll see it again.
Tony Abbott becoming president of the Federal Liberal Party, is that a good thing for the party in your view?
Well, I thought I was here to talk about AUKUS, actually.
In a moment.
So, Tony Abbott's the federal president. I'm sure he'll do a very good job. He obviously wants the Liberal Party to succeed, as do I. We don't always come from the same position, but we get to the same conclusion, which is that we believe coalition governments are best for Australia, and we're working together to ensure that that happens at some stage in the future, hopefully at the next election, although the Liberal Party is so far behind in seats, of course, you know, you'd have to realistically expect it's going to be quite a long haul, but that doesn't mean it's not worth trying.
Let's talk about AUKUS, this publicly funded inquiry. Why did you decide to take part in it?
Well, I knew that it would generally be more of a left-wing group of people who don't like the United States alliance and don't like AUKUS. That seems to be the makeup of the panel and rather grandly named a commission. But, you know, I do believe in the discourse of public debate and the battle of ideas. So I thought, well, since I have views about these things, and I always say people need to get out there and argue their case, I should put my money where my mouth is. So I would go along to the public inquiry and talk to them. So that's why I did it.
You told the inquiry that you don't think that the fleet of nuclear power submarines would be delivered to Australia on time or on budget. Why do you think that?
Well, I said, Sally, that that wasn't the priority, that the priority is delivering the capability for the nation, the national security and the defence capability that it gives Australia, these eight nuclear-powered submarines, and that the timetable and that the budget were not as important priorities. Of course, it'd be great to deliver them on time and on budget, and I'm sure everyone's best endeavours are being put towards that outcome. But my point was, yes, that's important, but it's not as important as the capability that would be delivered by these eight submarines.
What makes you think that they won't be delivered on time or on budget?
Well, because it's an enormous program. It's a bigger national project than the Olympic Dam mine in South Australia or the North West Shelf in Western Australia. It's over a very long period of time, over several decades. So therefore, being able to pinpoint the exact moment when the timetable has been delivered is difficult. And of course, money changes, circumstances change, capabilities change. It may well be that new capabilities are added to these submarines over the course of their lives, and that means that the budget will change. So those two aspects, timetable and budget, are quite variable. The fact that we need the submarines and that they will defend Australia's shores is not a variable, and that is why it's the priority.
Will we get them soon enough to fill the gap?
Yes, because the Collins-class submarines that are being refitted in Osborne in South Australia will have their life of type extension to the extent that they can continue to defend Australia as well as they have in the last several decades. They are the best conventional submarine in the Indo-Pacific, and they will continue to be as long as the government invests in extending their lives, which I understand they are doing. So I'm not concerned about a gap. I'm just concerned to ensure that we achieve the outcomes that the government is attempting to do.
Christopher Pine, thank you for joining me this morning on Breakfast. I appreciate it.
Pleasure, Sally. Nice to talk to you again.
Christopher Pine, chair of strategic advisory firm Pine & Partners. Christopher Pine was defence minister in the Morrison and Turnbull governments.